Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we remain in the letter to the Romans. We turn to chapter 15 this morning with verses 14 through 21. I myself am convinced about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to admonish one another. But I have written to you rather boldly in some respects to remind you, because of the grace given me by God, to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in performing the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering up of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to boast in what pertains to God, for I will not dare to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to lead the Gentiles to obedience by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem all the way around to Iconium, I have finished preaching the gospel of Christ. Thus I aspire to proclaim the gospel not where Christ has already been named, so that I do not build on another's foundation, but as it is written, those who have never been told of him shall see, and those who have never heard of him shall understand. So today in Romans 15, verses 14 through 21, the Apostle Paul expresses his deep conviction and calling to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, emphasizing the importance of proclaiming the good news to those who have not yet heard it. He writes, I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge and able to instruct one another. Here Paul sets a tone of affirmation, recognizing the spiritual maturity of the Romans believers, yet he underscores that this maturity also becomes a responsibility to spread the gospel beyond their community. Paul himself has been keen to avoid building on another's foundation, striving to reach those who have not yet encountered Christ. This resonates deeply with my own heart's desire. I am reminded of friends from my past who still grapple with the existence of God, living in the shadows of skepticism. What they need more than anything is to hear about the transformative power of Jesus Christ and the hope of forgiveness offered through him. The urgency of our mission is further highlighted in this passage. Paul uses Isaiah to illustrate that those who have not heard will see and understand. Yet, as Paul felt compelled to bring the message of salvation to the unreached, I find myself equally motivated to share the good news with those around me who are still in darkness. It is essential for us to recognize that our call is not just ourselves, but extends to our friends, family, and foes, those who feel distant from God. The message of salvation is urgent, and I pray that, like Paul, we will be bold in sharing it, illuminating the path towards forgiveness and a relationship with our Creator. Let us carry the light of Christ into the lives of those who are still searching. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian Grable, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers are extended today for a young man who's going through cancer, my good friend John's son, Ronnie, and we're praying for his healing. We pray all of this as we pray for our niece, Brittany, in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Romans 15. It's verses 14 through 21. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's titled, "Those Who Have Never Been Told Shall See." In hearts abounding with the grace bestowed, the faithful gather where the light has flowed. With wisdom shared and fervent spirits bright, we stand together, kindled by His light. Paul speaks of strength, of love's enduring call, a remnant gathered, united, standing tall. In all our hearts the gospel takes its place, to share the news and spread the truth of grace. With zeal to teach, through words both bold and clear, each life transformed, a testament we hear. The nations watch as hands and hearts align, in every step His purpose we define. The work of Christ within these lives displayed, as mountains move and every fear does fade, in humble service let us each embrace the sacred task we hold, a gift of grace. For those who have never heard, we make the way, our voices rise to share the light of day, with hope ignited, fervent prayers ascend, inviting all to seek the Savior's friend. Oh, let our hearts rejoice in faith arrayed, for through the Spirit chains of sin are swayed. In every step, His mission we'll fulfill, to spread the love that strengthens, guides, and heals. Amen. I am Thomas Chuck Cruz Wiggins. It's November 7th, 2025. Recording this morning, 24 hours later, at 4:43 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. So remember, speak the word of truth, the word of Jesus, to those who have not heard it or who have been hesitant, so that they may come out of the darkness and into the light. Amen. May God bless each and every one of you as we close at 7:33 in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.